Hello and welcome to Hisui!
Hisui!
My family's not home, so I can do that as loud as I want tonight.
Good. We're going to need that kind of energy. Friday night, baby. This is the first Friday night. Happy hour.
Woo! Happy hour, and I'm spending it in an old Hisui with my friend Soren over California. Hello, my name is Tan Valug.
Avalug.
A.K.A. Tanner Fine. Green Ring. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host. You just heard him giving me a withering praise, Fjellectivire.
That's about the best kind of praise you can get from me.
I know.
Electivire. You haven't used Fjellectivire before?
I don't know, man. I haven't made that commitment this season.
Okay. You always have a loophole, don't you?
I never committed to that this season. I do what I want this season. I'm fucking Doug Farmer.
You have a very specific thing.
I'm
the
concerned.
One who's doing what he wants.
And it's not making sure I haven't done one of your nicknames before. It's slugs.
Parts of Electivire might be slugs.
Ugh, I hate to think about it. Literally hate to think about it.
Yeah. Hate to say penis in the first 2 minutes of the podcast.
That's probably good for like SEO.
Just get it over with.
Where even are we? We just vanquished a big ball. Big hardwood nut.
Lord Fjellectrode. Electrode.
Yeah. And we're called back for Mochi Hour.
Yeah. Why can't we have other types of mochi? Why is it always potato?
Mochi. I think it's to like symbolize that they're just like scrapping it out here, you know? It's very, do you ever play Monster Hunter?
No, but I'm familiar.
I'm bad at those games and do not like them.
No, I'm very intimidated by it and I'm not going
to
play it.
I do like the part where you go to like a cat cafe, you know, and they cook you like dinosaur legs.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's better.
We sit down and have our mochi hour with Captain...
Professor Oak. Leviton. Captain Oak. Yeah. You'll get it straight one of these days.
Professor Leviton and Ray.
Yeah.
Talk shop. Mm-hmm. Shoot the shit.
Well, you got to be able to kick back with a few pounds of potato mochi after a hard day's work.
It's all they have. It's a staple crop here. It's like that and like soot foot root, but that tastes like shit.
Yeah, I pawn those. I always sell those.
Our next mission is to, you know what it's going to be. We have to go quell a fevered, frenzied beast.
The slumbering lord of the tundra.
At least they know what it is this time.
Yeah,
it's just a problem.
We'll get to it, but I don't think you can miss this one.
Yeah, you can't.
They can tell pretty quickly that he's frenzied.
I was going to say it's a problem, but that you then have to meet his like obnoxious warden.
Yeah, 2 weeks in a row of wardens who we're not vibing.
This warden like insists that it's not a problem. He's like, what? It's not hurting anybody. It's like in the middle of literally nowhere. Like,
yeah, Garrick.
Garrick.
Cool name, though. Looks stupid. Don't like his attitude. Not as bad as Melly, but
he looks like,
yeah, he's like, what's wrong with being frenzied, man? That's cool. Let me lift you over my head. How many I can fit in my mouth. Yeah.
He looks like the guys from Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword who lived on the like floating islands.
You know, that's one of the ones I haven't done. Of the dwindling pool, I think, of like maybe two or
that's
three.
That's another one we could do.
Zelda
on a
games.
Weekend.
Yeah. I think was that Wii?
I think it was Wii. Yeah.
Originally, at least.
Sword. And there was one feature.
I didn't like that shit.
Too, which is when you're plummeting through the ground. Speaking of our hit, let's do our. Sorry, we have to do a quick detour to our hit segment. Is there fall damage?
Oh wow, it's back! I never thought I would hear that one again.
Because there is a new item that I don't want to get into too much yet. But let's just say, we can fly. We can fly.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work like in Wind Waker. I mean, in Skyward Sword, where like you have a prompt to call your bird, Braviary, to save you if you're plummeting down a cliff. It'll just let you die. And Braviary's like, sorry, should have tooted your flute, idiot.
Yeah. I mean, it is a simple button press. It's probably better that you could just do it whenever you want.
Shouldn't it just save me if I'm plummeting off a cliff, though?
I mean, the brief.
It was its fault, by the way.
From my understanding, though, these Pokemon that you summon are like doing their own stuff.
I don't care.
How would Braviary just like know that you're in peril?
It's a fucking like pact.
It's getting into its own trouble.
Well, we're all going to get into trouble.
Plus,
Frenzied Avalug keeps causing so much shit.
I feel like I'm jumping ahead here.
Yeah.
But I do have a comment about the Celestial Flute.
Yeah.
In terms of summoning.
What is it? Thinking?
We know that at least, what's her name? Sabi, who we're going to introduce shortly.
Sabi, yeah.
She can also blow the flute to get the Braviary. So what happens if both of us request the Braviary at the same time? How does it choose?
Oh, interesting question. Well, maybe it's like the Eagles in Lord of the Rings, and it's like there's more than one of them, you know?
Mm.
There's like... There's in the same way that there's seven seas, there's seven skies, and there's a king of each sky.
Okay. I mean, that's the most elegant solution, I would say. But there isn't really an implication that there are multiple Braviary that you can summon. But let's hope so.
Adamant and Iridair are still here. Hangers on.
Yeah.
And Komodo, who is actually Captain.
Komodo. He's Commander.
He's the one who is actually Captain Oak.
I don't
he's
know.
The one who looks just like he looks just like Oak.
You were talking about
Commander Komodo.
Yeah. Well, your little nicknames or just pure amnesia
relatable
is very confusing to
nicknames?
Follow.
Captain, highly relatable and understandable.
Oak is never
nicknames.
A captain.
This guy is.
He's a commander. I've told you like three episodes in a row that he's Commander Komodo. Captain Selene is the other one.
Let's get out of here, Josh. Yes. We have to get out to the newly unlocked Alabaster Icelands, except first we're stopped on the way out, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Someone has to test their mettle. They have to prove their might once
See
again.
If Rey has learned anything.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, she is not.
No, she... No longer has a Mime Jr., though. She has a Mr. Mime, a Pikachu, still a Pikachu, and then she also has a Staravia.
Wrong with that.
Level 46, 47, and 46. So, you know, at least Creamer. One more evolution that could have happened here.
Yeah.
Not two. I don't know. I presume Galarian Mr. Mime is not an option here. It would be interesting to find out. Galarian Mr. Mime's the good one.
I know. There's a lot. Mr. Mimes in this whole sort of scene, you know, there's a lot of them walking around, and there's already one that's invaded the village too.
Yeah, so they're seemingly putting pretty much all the defenses of the village on that Mr. Mime.
It's just a matter of time before one seduces Ash's mom.
Oh God, don't make
Let's
me think
get
about
off
that.
To the Alabaster Icelands. Did you stop at the boutique on the way out and gear up in iceware? In polar wear.
I did buy... They've got, like, Russian hats. I
you
bought
like
one
the
of those.
Hat. Yeah.
I did buy one of those. The photo That's that cool. I've included of my fit check does not include the hat.
Oh, yeah. I do. You look like...
we'll post these.
What was Kenneth Branagh's character's name in Wild Wild West?
That's what I was thinking of, too. Because the glasses. The, like... Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, you look like that guy.
Got a white suit, a little vest, bow tie, and then the sunglasses in this game go like right up to the bridge of your nose.
Yeah.
Old timey.
Doug's wearing a pair of little sunglasses on the tip of his nose too. Doug can kind of pull it off.
Festive outfit, yeah.
I think that, by the way, I put my photo in the comments too. I think that might be the slug. I think that might be the Gastrodon colorway.
Yeah.
That's unlocked for the Gastrodons.
What's it called? Seafoam. Kind of a seafoam.
Yeah.
Used to have a Toyota Tercel that was terrible, and it was a seafoam.
Wow. No offense, Toyota.
The color was the best part of it.
I'm sure the Tercel lineup was fine. I'm sure Josh's was just a dud. He probably didn't treat it well.
Well, it was a stick shift, and I learned how to drive stick on it and pretty much ran that into the ground.
How do you admire that Porygon Z there in that picture?
It's shiny, yeah.
Shiny, handsome.
It's handsome. Slug. It complements your outfit because it has the pale pastel pink there.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks pops on the black background.
Making a good argument when I look at this photo combo of the slug aspect.
Here we are, the frigid, frozen Alabaster Icelands. Brr. Honestly, it does seem very cold. In all the cutscenes, they like cover all the characters in ice.
Yeah, even though...
So it looks like everyone's freezing to death.
None of them change their outfits.
No, and it doesn't seem to bother you.
And Garrick doesn't even have a fucking shirt.
Yeah, he's fine. There's no freezometer like there is in Breath of the Wild. And
thank God, because I do hate that.
Yeah, you don't have to get any like hot berries.
Although I do wish that there was more of an incentive to actually change your outfits. Because by the time I got out there, I was like, oh, I wish I had changed my suit. I did buy the little hat, but I wish I had changed out of my suit, but then I couldn't be bothered to actually.
Oh, yeah.
Go back and buy a coat or something. Right. And it's like,
Baggins.
I think the coats were like $2,800 or something. It's like, I can't spend that when I'm up to, I think, $28,000 for Baggins now.
Yeah, me too. I think that's about right for me.
That's basically always
really pricey.
It's basically always like half of whatever money I have.
There's like a new mansion on the corner of town in Jubilife, and it's the like Baggins estate.
That's because
he's just
guy.
Like funneling money out of me.
He's fleecing all of us.
Yeah. Speaking of, I guess having access to all of the Alabaster Icelands in front of us, uh-huh. We also have access to a torrent of new requests and
yes.
Side quests and missions. And I think it now would be as good a time as any to do request ranking. Best request, Joshua.
A bit of help from Blissey.
Ish.
This is cute. Did you do this one?
No.
I have
maybe.
The one that I planned to nominate, except I got locked out, which we'll get into at the end of this episode before I could complete
out?
It. Of somebody in the village I needed to talk to was like the finding the lost village
died?
Or something. Did you start that quest?
Finding the lost villager?
Lost village. There's like remains of a lost village that will definitely be my best request, hopefully next week. But I'll just tease it. You should do it.
Okay.
Anyway, a bit of help from Blissey. Just a delightful little quest. There's a lady.
Blissey. I didn't like that. I saw an alpha Blissey. It doesn't work with the red eyes.
Oh, I didn't see the alpha one.
It's tough with the red eyes.
There were a number that were pretty scary that I saw this week. That alpha Bomba Snow, which is what you see in this quest, actually.
Yeah. It's like Matterhorn, your favorite.
Yeah. So you help a lady, I think she's called Pippa, who says that a Blissey once saved her life. Can you believe
that? Wow. Saved her life. Gross. Probably
you help her find it.
Soft-boiled egg.
In the
like, I have to taste that soft-boiled egg again.
That's the implication, because you go and help her find it, but when you're out looking for the Blissey, an alpha Obama Snow comes out and just mauls her.
Oh, good. Or bad?
Bad.
Okay.
So you have to fight the Obama Snow, which I caught. And then after, a Blissey comes out from off-screen and runs up and heals her, gesturing down to its pouch, which I think implies, yes, it's feeding her a soft-boiled egg. And then she gets healed up, and then she's like, oh, thank you, Blissey. You saved me once before, and thanks for saving me again. She gives it some berries, which is nice.
This is your best request?
I'm getting to why I liked it. So you do that. You get a leaf stone and 2 max revives. But then later on, I was out in the, you know, wandering around on the tundra, and I spied a Blissey. But before I got to it, an Apom or fucking Ambipom or something, like, slapped me. And so I took I took damage. And then the Blissey ran up to me and it healed me.
A wild Blissey?
Yeah, a wild Blissey. And then I was able, because it was close to me, then I was able to catch it as well. But it's like a nice little
friend.
Yeah, like they thought to take the time of like, oh, because that's also their, I don't know if it's them or Chansey, maybe it's both, but the Pokedex entry is all about how it helps people.
Yeah, of course. It makes it eat its sick egg. Eat this. Choke
yeah,
it down.
It says,
you have to. It only helps if you eat the whole thing.
A kind-hearted Pokemon that will care for any sick person or Pokemon until their health improves. That's like a good, like, that's nice when they take the time to actually build in the Pokedex entry into the real world. So I liked
it. Any others? Any runner-ups?
There's a runner-up, which you know, because you could just read this in the doc. The runner-up, just because I thought it was hilarious, is which is the real Burmy?
I like this one too, which is why I wanted you to mention it.
Yeah, it's just very funny. It's easy. I mean, it took me a while, I guess. I had two of them. I did not have the one that I think is the funniest. There's these three people in Jubilife who are having a just ferocious fight about like what Burmy is and what's the real Burmy.
Yeah.
Will the real Burmy please stand up? Good. And you have to give them all three. And this one guy, Tarush. Oh, that's now I'm getting it. Now I'm getting the joke.
Trash.
This guy, Tarush. He's like, where's its trash at, huh? Like, he really wants to see the trash version.
He loves trash.
Burmy. He loves trash. Yum, yum, trash. And so you have to show them that. And it's just funny. Like, they're screaming about Burmese, and the one that they really want to see is the trash one.
Oh, so. I was at Mochi Hour, Josh, and a scurvy seaman called Professor Laviton came in and said, have you heard the seas legend? I said, yeah, it's my best request.
Wow, I did not even touch this one. Do you have the description of what it said? Because it was so ambiguous.
It gives you no clues. It's like, figure this out, idiot.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah, you do it.
Oh, this is funny. Now I'm also finding a fun facty.
What?
The sea legend is a side quest that was actually first referenced in Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl in a book in Kanto.
I know. Let me tell you the journey I went on.
Well, can I say what the legend is?
Sure, but it's also the part book, of the quest.
I'm reading the book. The book is titled The Sea's Legend. It's a text that was only recently discovered, and its ancient letters were decoded. Once upon a time in the East Sea, you can add in some like sea sounds, you know? Right. Once upon a time in the East Sea, there was a Pokemon known as the Prince. A brave human asked Pokemon living in the sea to let them see the Prince. Mantyke, Buizel, and a Quillfish with huge spikes acknowledged the human's bravery and joined them. Together, they set off in a boat over the sunset-streaked sea, sailing through the ocean gates stretched over the waves. News of this reached the ears of the Prince, who went to meet the brave little party at the seaside hollow.
Ooh. Says that?
Ooh. That's what the book in Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl says.
So, the Sea's Legend is the quest, and it says, the Pokemon that Professor Laviton saw in the ocean might be connected to the Pokemon that appears in the Sea's Legend. Current objective, solve the mystery of the Sea's Legend. And that's all it gives you. So I had to
Google it. That, and I was like, I'm not touching that right now.
I had to Google it, and they're like, well, you need to check this book in Brilliant Pearl, Diamond Shield.
Oh, so you're Mayor Cheat. You had to, you broke our gentleman's agreement, and you Googled how to solve this.
They said, you need to get these three things. And I already had three of the three things, except Quailfish has an evolution here.
It's really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
There's a
I've only seen Quillfish.
Regional evolution of Quillfish called Overquill.
Overquill. Oh.
And it doesn't look good. I
like it.
I don't think it looks good, but it's fine. There's no Barfies this season.
Oh, the illustration is a lot better than the animation.
And you need to get an Overquill for this to work. And you can catch Overquills in portals. So this is kind of Portal Poppers, too. Because I went into
portal
portals looking for Overquills, but I never found one.
I popped some
Instead,
portals,
I just had to take one of my little ones, Quillfish.
Yeah.
And use some move, strong style, like 20 times, and then it would evolve into Overquill. And then I take Overquill, Buizel, Mantyke, ride them out to the big devil horns out in the bay, and we hear a... And we go and follow it to Seaside Hollow, and in there is four Pokemon, two types of Pokemon, who apparently, while related, are not a part of an evolutionary line. And those Pokemon are called... Manaphy and Fionn.
Oh. I knew about Manaphy. Oh, Fionn is its... Oh.
No. What were you about to say? Pre-evolution?
Yeah, that's what you would think.
They're just two different Pokemon. Isn't that weird?
That's very weird. Is it like they have like inverse stats or something?
I don't know. I didn't look into it that much. I'm not running Fionn.
Seems like a waste of a Pokedex number if you ask me.
Yeah, a very odd choice.
Very, very odd.
there, that's what's in here, and that's the sea prince, and I caught it, and it's oh, we'll get into it later.
Well, I haven't seen it technically, but Manaphy, that's a goddamn sweetie if I've ever seen one.
And it's a goddamn slug.
Is it? Or are we? Oh, we're gonna get to that.
We'll get to it. Worst request.
Definitely the perfect pickle recipe.
Yeah, that one sucked. That one is insulting because I don't even. Do you remember what you do? It was it really easy. Like, oh, it was go get salt. I think in the new Alabaster Icelands, there's like a new collectible.
Yeah, it was very. It was just getting ingredients. It was like the Jubilife muffin one. I think.
Yeah, and you bring it back to Jubilife, and this woman's like, "Great, thank you. Here's the recipe for twice spice radishes." And when she handed me that, I was like, "Where does that sound familiar from? Like, where do I know twice spice radishes from?" And I go and look, and I don't have any in my inventory. Well, I have the ones she gave me, but like, I don't have any others. And I was like, "I don't know where I've heard this before." And then I'm flipping through my mission log, and Eerie Apparitions of the Night, the collect 103 wisps across all of Old Hisui.
Yeah.
The reward is 3 twice spice radishes. This thing I can now easily make.
I called this so as soon as we got that request, I believe that was my worst request of the week because it was like, yeah, I think it's 107. It's even worse. It's like, there is no reason. And I got almost 500 Korok seeds in Breath of the Wild. So, like, I'm not somebody who's, like, not willing to put in the work. But I did stop there when I was like, wait a second. To get the 990 or 900, whatever it is, you don't really get anything that's, like, that wild. Why the hell, especially if you don't get anything until you get all 107? And now we know what the twice spice radish is, which isn't bad. It boosts the power of the Pokemon's move by 50%. Why would I ever get these wisps? I can just make this thing?
Yeah.
And I made them. I made more.
Yeah, I can just make them. We can find the radishes in Alabaster Icelands.
Well,
I'm so tickled that we both took the same. Did you notice that we both took the same picture of Bosley?
I think that we have it from different angles.
I know, but it's just like, he's giving like the boat. In both, he's giving the like side eye, like, can I help you? And this is an A. This is Bosley. How to describe Bosley? He's like the construction worker.
Well, we talked about Bosley because I think it's the last episode where we went over this Machoke request where he wants help. Wink.
Help from a Machoke.
He wants some help from the Machokes. And he talks about how he's like, oh, it loves grains and look at those.
Yeah, and now they're
muscles.
Just hanging out in like Galaxy Hall. And every time
for
you go
everyone
up to, him,
to see.
Yeah, every time you go up to him, Bosley, like, couldn't make it any more clear that like he is not interested in you being there or interrupting their like conversation.
He's only got eyes for Machoke.
Yeah.
And he's always like, Machoke's been great to work with. And I'm like, why are you saying it to me in that tone?
Like that.
And why are you looking at me with the side eye and that's like, sort of sensual? And it's all very like lock 'em up. Like this this is on display and it's
I feel the same way about Almas, who again is making more honey requests.
So you show up with the combi, and then he says, oh, I'll have a little sample of its honey. And then it goes black.
Like 30 seconds of this guy just enjoying honey.
Just like Dr. Footstep when he admires your Pokemon's feet.
Pokemon Game Freak Company is like, we're not going to let you see this.
We may be freaks, but we don't want you to be.
Yeah, we're game freaks, not sex freaks.
Sorry. We don't want to yuck any yums.
Yeah.
Maybe this one.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And it says on a black screen, it says slurp.
And then you come to and.
Nice phrasing.
He's got a very satisfied look on his face.
Let's go back out to the. Did you have any other?
So you were perfect pickle recipe as well, was your worst.
Yeah. Terrible.
Yeah.
Insulting. They should be reversed.
That's all I got.
There's also a Machoke swarm at one point. Did you get one of those?
Oh no.
That's scary.
Oh.
You know what the worst part is? It's there's both a Machoke swarm in like Cobalt Coastlands at one point, and then in Alabaster Icelands, there's like a hot spring, and guess what the hot spring is full of?
Was
Machokes.
It Machokes for you? Oh, it wasn't
just, like,
for me.
Following me around everywhere.
Mine had that must just be because of the swarm.
My boys. That's the my posse.
My hot spring had Lickitungs and Veneeries in it.
Mine was Machokes and the baby Machokes.
Machop.
I think mine was a different pool, maybe.
I don't. Yeah, that's very weird. Although I like that it can be dynamic either way. What?
Did yours have an unknown right by it?
Yes.
Okay, so we are talking about the same pool.
Yeah, well, in that case, I would take the Baneeris and the Lickitung, actually, over the Machokes.
Speaking of pools, can I do my item finder real quick?
Yeah.
After this break! Golly.
Oh, man.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, Joshua. Welcome back, Bug Pioneers.
Bug Pioneers.
Hisui. It's Item Finder.
What item did you find?
Little Raft.
Does that count? I thought about it before. This is the first time you've seen the Little Raft? Yeah.
I don't go after... I have a very water-heavy team. I don't go after water Pokemon that much. But when you throw a Pokeball in the water to battle a water Pokemon... If it's not a fish, it just comes out on like a little round raft.
They solved that problem finally.
On one. Yeah.
Yeah, the Gastrodon on the little raft, that is a delight.
Yeah. I like it. Elegant solution to
Yeah, I had my Luxray on one.
Problem.
It's pretty nice.
Now they need to solve like how is there a Goldeen floating on this battlefield, you know? Once we get that technology figured out.
I know. Doesn't this imply that then water Pokemon should have a little tank around them, like a bubble?
Yeah.
Or, yeah,
they
bubble.
They ask us not to think too hard about that, and that's fine.
I'll also say this. When I spent some time in the Obsidian Fieldlands during this, and once we have the fly, we already spoiled
brag,
it.
I guess.
We already spoiled that we'll get fly. Mm-hmm. And when I was flying around there, there's a big waterfall, which may or may not contain an Unown on it.
Oh!
And flying around high in the air around the waterfall is a Gyarados, which is cool. Because, you know, they evolve, like the traditional lore is that it's a Magikarp that managed to make it to the top of like a waterfall, like the whatever Chinese dragon.
Man, Sneasler really... Its shelf life was pretty brief in this game.
Yeah, I mean,
it outlives its usefulness pretty quickly.
That's what I was predicting last week. I thought like, oh, they won't do fly because we have Sneasler.
Yeah, we don't need.
And there are still some specific uses, but it's really limited. And yeah,
although the flying is not like.
I mean, it's more of a fast travel like horse thing.
Yeah,
it
it's not totally like
access
movement in like 3D space. You kind of pop up and then you slowly sink down, either gradually or quickly.
Yeah, I've been using it really to just get around. I mean, if anything, it makes a weirdier, most obsolete, I guess, actually. Because with Braviary, you can get the fast travel.
Ursaluna was never useful, so.
Except for that fucking Wanda. And that's why it was in the field lens and... I mean, she needs to get it together.
Yeah, she's a wreck.
This time she needed help in the field.
Why does
lens.
Her brother have so many handkerchiefs of hers? That's weird.
That's also weird. My quick note on her is just this time she's in the Survey Corps. She's one of our colleagues, technically. Like she should be able to fend for herself. And in the Fieldsland one, she gets lost. And I did have to use Ursaluna to find her. I found her, and she was just being cornered by three Paris. They were, like, level 50, but it's still, like, you can't just, like, step on
Do
this.
Do you have Pokemon, Wanda?
Like, does she not have any Pokemon?
You should. You're in the Survey Corps.
She's...
Pull yourself
like,
together.
Where is her performance review?
I hope we get to do peer reviews.
Yeah, Commander Kamado is not running a type ship.
Well,
so.
I hope we get to do peer reviews and what was it called? Reverse reviews? I don't remember. God,
oh,
I'm glad
man.
I don't
that one where the report gets to review the manager.
That was just like,
the mob's gone too far.
For like a month straight. Just like, you're either doing them or you're doing them for someone else or you're reading them. And it's like, All right.
I think having been managed by you and also learning much of what I did as my foundational elements of being a manager myself, I think you were a very good manager, and I do think I'm a very good manager, and I do think there's value in feedback, but there's a line, and so many companies hit this, where it's like, why am I spending 2 months of the year, basically, figuring out how to review people and then also reviewing them?
Yeah. Why do we have to change it?
And companies like Spotify, for example, which I may or may not have worked at, have all of these arcane systems where you have to go in all these portals and then review people. And it's got all these weird categories. And then also anybody, like, you can request 10 other people to review you, and then you're bothering, like, coworkers. Like, how about we just do the damn job? And if you have something good or bad to say, how about you just say it when you have it, rather than waiting until the end of the year to give it? And then it's not even effective.
Quit your jobs. Go start a Pokemon podcast with your best friend. Let's get up this fucking hill. You know what's going to help us get around is Braviary. And you know what we're going to have to do? Chase Sabby around this entire map first.
She's got this dumb, like, Lolita outfit. She's
just wearing one of the Warden outfits. You think everything is a Lolita outfit.
Do I?
No, that's the first time you've ever said it. But she looks like the little boy Warden from the last one.
Oh, like Leon?
Yeah.
She makes you go through all these hoops to prove that you're worthy of being able to summon Braviary. And you have to chase her all around the map.
Right up to the temple, Snowpoint Temple.
Yeah.
Which is spooky because it's full of Ralts.
And Bronze Dongs.
And Bronze Dongs. And one level 70 Gallade.
I got it. Did you get it?
Yeah.
I got it. Yeah, Snowpoint Temple is pretty robust in this game. You have to go through, I think, three areas, maybe even four, and you need to look at these statues that emulate, or imitate, rather, the Reggies.
Yes.
And they stare at each other.
Different directions, and you have to push three different buttons, rock, steel, and one other one.
Ice. In the right order, and it'll eventually get more complex than that to open doors. Yeah.
And then we do it. We've earned the right to use Braviary. We have to battle Sabby. First, she's got a Pokemon team that was
my worst nightmare to look at.
A nightmare to look at, but laughably easy for me to get through.
Yeah, it would have been. So it's cool that they do triple battles. I also had like a pretty intimidating fight when I was out in the field lens again. That was like three Luxrays that teamed up on me. Like pride was coming for me, you know?
Wow. Scary.
And they actually were all level 50, but in this case she has a level 50 Rhyperior, and then she has an Electivire and Magmortar, but both of them are only level 30.
Yeah.
And it's like, come on, just make them all level 50. Like, I know it's a 3-on-1,
like,
but
all level 50, but it's still like I have like four water types on my team. Rhyperior, Magmortar, like, toast no matter what. And Electivire is just awful. Just awful. Sorry, I named it after you.
Hate looking at it. Yeah.
And then you have to actually fight the Hisuian Braviary.
Yeah.
Too.
That was a one-hit KO.
Is this the first time we've had to fight the thing, or do we always fight the thing?
I guess the first time. No.
We fought that Asuna, didn't we?
Yeah, you're right. I don't remember fighting the Weirdeer, though.
And we didn't fight the Weirdeer, I don't think.
And Basque Legion was like a weird summoning ritual.
Yeah.
And Sneasler just showed up.
Yeah, Sneasler's just like a dude.
Braviary joke. Wild charge of that. And then you can fly.
Yeah, I sparked it with my.
And did I make a big mistake right after this? I did.
You did?
I did.
What'd you do?
So the top of the Snowpoint Temple is at the right elevation where, in retrospect, it seems like you can just glide directly down to, what is it? It's like
the Avalanche
iceberg
glacier?
That's got
the eternal
special
ice.
Treat. Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is going to be the battle. I got to go back and heal. So I flew away to go to a camp. And then after I did that, I was like, oh, wait, I can't fast travel to the top of Snowpoint Temple. And so I had to go use Sneasler to climb to an elevation where I could then dive down to get the
Yeah, that's
Eternal
the power
ice.
Combo. Yeah.
And you need that to entice
an Avalug. And then you're like, where's this Avalug going to come from? And it's fucking enormous. It's big. It's gold. It's pissed. And Josh, my birthday was last week, and Josh texted me before it and was like, I'm really struggling with this Avalug. I've tried to be
like, I'm going to kill myself
seven
easily.
Times. Yeah, I'm going to kill myself.
No, that was the night that I was giving up. I had done like three times and I was like, that's it for me.
At that point, I wasn't
throwing in the towel.
I wasn't
this game.
There yet. And I was like, well, tomorrow's my birthday. I'm not going to get there. So like, I'll see you the day after.
Oh, so I really like intimidated you.
You threw me for a loop. Let's talk about the teams we brought into the big battle with frenzied Avalug.
Oh, and Garrick too.
Oh, and
we
Garrick.
Had to fight him. I guess that's nothing to write home about.
Level check.
Level check. Doug.
Farmer. Slug. Charmer. Slug. Starter. Alpha. West Sea Gastrodon. Level 60. Slug. Partner. Alpha. East Sea Gastrodon. Level 68.
Jesus.
Rock Harder, Alpha Steelix, level 65. Duck Charger, Shiny Porygon, level 57.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Slime Armor, Alpha Goodra, level 59.
You know what? Fine with all of those at this point.
Is it a slug?
Oh, God.
Hugs Water, Manaphy, level 56.
Let me pull up the Bulbapedia again. Hard to say what. Can I look at the biology section really quick?
It's not hard to say if you're a slug scientist.
Stubby says Manaphy is a small blue aquatic Pokemon with stubby feet, club-like arms.
Origin. Manaphy
that
is based
implies
on
bones.
Sea angels, tiny transparent ocean mollusks. Let me follow the link tree to sea angels. Sea angels are a large group of small free-swimming sea slugs, not to be confused with jellyfish.
And bug catchers, sorry, bug pioneers, just so you know, I'm following these links to make sure that he didn't, you know, just make it up.
Put them in the notes.
Sea angel?
Yeah.
Free swimming sea slugs.
Welcome to the team. Mythical Manaphy.
Tough to refute that one, yeah.
Level 56. It is mythical, by the way.
I will say, we are in talks to have someone with a scientific background who might be able to comment on the slug's validity.
I think
can
I'm
I
six
that?
For six on slugs. It was kind of hard to say goodbye to Octillery.
Well, I think, I mean, obviously I'm offended that you got rid of the Octillery because I really wanted you to discover how good it is.
I liked it, but.
But I think
I didn't need a water type on my team. So instead I got rid of Octillery and brought in Manaphy.
I think when we have this slug scientist on, we're going to have that person weigh in on the Steelix and Porygon situation.
Absolutely not. Get your head out of your ass. You already approved both.
I've allowed it. But if
Steelix
we have a scientific inquiry,
there's
then
nothing
I feel
wrong
like
with Steelix.
Well, if what are we? What's the point of science if you're just going to disregard it? You know.
No. Let's get in. Let's talk about. It's a slug.
Sorin.
It's a slug. Let's talk about Sorin.
I can't dispute Manaphy. Unfortunately, you have the facts for that one.
Right
you have
there.
The scientific facts for that one.
Yep. Let's talk about Lovelace here.
Yeah, so I don't have a delightful photo with my Pokemon because, as I said, there's something that will happen at the end of this where I was locked out of being able to take another photo. But I've got the slick white shoes, white suit. Satchel sort of throws it off. You should be able to upgrade and change what the satchel looks like.
It's like a briefcase.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Sorin's trying to look like an upstanding person pervert. Contributing to the community. What did you say?
Upstanding
and,
person.
And what he's got is Philippus, Samurott, level 61, Amit, Drifblim, level 58, Bjarne, Luxray, 62. Frangag, Toxicroak, level 62.
I'm so interested in your team.
Shervaj, the Sligo. Still level 58, what? And I'm so fucking bored with this thing.
Why is it still a Sligoo?
Well, it hasn't been raining. What do I do? I was in the Icelands the whole time. It needs to be raining when it levels up.
Oh, go somewhere rainy.
I was in the Fieldlands for a while.
Why are you running so many poison type? What's going on with your team?
what do I only have
Toxicroak, Sligoo, and then Sligoo's Drifblim kind of counts. Well, they all know poison moves.
Yeah, but I'm not running poison moves on all of them. And also Sligoo is Dragon Steel.
There's a darkness going on, you know?
Yeah, you're right. When I actually look at this team, it is pretty fucking dark.
It's a dark energy.
The next Pokemon is not going to help that because I have kicked Hippowdon to the road.
Thank goodness.
And I have Behemoth now. Alpha Kleavor, level 59.
You got an alpha.
Yeah, I was joining the alpha wandering club. Around. This is Fieldlands again. I spent so much time there when I was flying around. And I found Alpha Scyther right by the Grand Tree Arena.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I know that it's probably basic and expected to try out a Kleavor, and we all know Scyther's good, but I caught it and I evolved it. I already had the black Augurite or whatever. Wow. And it's good. It's got a special move. It's called Rock Axe.
That's cool. Yeah, I like that arms. For you. And I like
and when you bring him out to like chop down, get some ore.
Chops it.
Apricorns.
Joshua.
Chops it down like a tree.
Avalug. It scared the shit out of me. I thought it was going to be so tough. I land on Avalug's Avalanche. It erupts out of the ground. It does the slowest moving, most easily dodged attacks in the history of like boss fights.
What are you talking about?
And then
like Matt Damon in Side Effects. What are you talking about? No, in Contagion.
I think I would have done it in one try if I had been a little more patient. But this is one of those ones where you just have to wait out all his animations and dodge all his sequences and then throw out Manaphy, who kills him in one hit each time.
Yeah, I didn't have that problem. And then, I mean, I have Samurott with Hydro Pump.
Pelt him with the bombs.
Put the bomb on.
Super easy.
Okay. Took me 7 tries.
Unbelievable. What's up? What's with us? Last week it was real hard for me, wasn't it? Or the week before?
Yeah, Electrode caused you trouble.
Oh, yeah, last week.
And I did that in one shot.
Yeah.
I mean, at least it was 2 for you.
Yeah.
Because you got to have at least the 1 to even figure out what the pattern is. But
yeah.
I just kept making like amateur mistakes. I would get really confident by like the third wave or something. Yeah, it was a skill issue. I get confident by the third wave and I was like, I'm just going to run up and like start throwing in extra bombs even before he's, you know, weak. And then I get slammed with something stupid. The Mortar ones where he just like lobs one way up and then it comes like down like a meteor.
The problem with
that's
that
usually
one is
what
like,
got me.
If you get hit with that one, you're like stuck. You get like stuck
you're
in
slammed.
Like a stun cycle, you know?
Yeah.
So you really got
to And that happened to me
that
most of
those
times.
His big blaster, if you get hit by that one. That's what got me.
What,
the
ice
time.
Beam? Oh, I never got hit by ice beam.
That's what got me the first time. And then you sit out the entire sequence. Like you're down as long as he is. So then you can't throw in Manaphy.
That's brutal. Yeah. Then the icicle crash or icicle shard, whatever it is. That one got me in the beginning because I didn't think that it's stupid in retrospect that one of his waves, they start leaving shards of ice on the ground. And if you roll into those, then you also get hit.
Yeah.
So Avalug, giant. This one really makes you feel imposed by.
I took him down super easy. And what did I get for it, Joshua? 7 fucking stars.
Star check.
I assume you have 7 too. And
I'm at 7. I don't even know that I'm
like slug it out to get there, didn't you?
Yeah, I don't think that I'm more than maybe a quarter through 7.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Yeah.
And I did a fair amount of, you heard me.
Yeah.
Fair amount of other shit. Yeah, this, we're really hitting a wall.
One other thing we have to do, Joshua. Twilight has, evening has cast itself across old Hisui. And that means the Unowns are out, which means the Unown Hunters need to finally go out and do their dark work. It's Unown Hunter D.
I guess.
13 I'm up to. Well, I'm not up to. Doug's up to. ADHIKLMTVWY !! What? Whitey. If I had knee, I'd have Whitey.
That doesn't count. I don't think that counts either.
Milky? With a question mark?
Yeah. When you're at a coffee shop?
Width!
Like, no, I wanted it black.
What are you at?
I'm at 11 now. So.
Better.
Look. I'm not winning, but I'm in the fucking game now. I had how many did I have last week? Five.
Not many.
I had five last week.
Yeah.
I have D E F G H I L S W X Z Y. Wait. Question mark. Not Y. yeah. I have dues.
Oh,
you yeah. know, like you're asking, does somebody want a Mountain Dew?
Yeah.
Hue, lift, Deuce? Left, deft, shift, hilts. Yeah. yeah.
We're doing well.
The E and the I really helped me out.
We're doing well.
I could take you down. I could take you down at this point.
Well, Joshua, let's head back to Jubilife and let's have a hearty potato mochi. We've earned it. In the meantime, I think that's all we have to discuss this week.
Yeah. Where are we going next week?
I don't know. I think we're on like a new kind of leg of the journey after this.
Yeah. I think this is sort of the post. This is like the Elite Four situation or something. I don't know. Equivalent. I feel like probably what we have to say is we're going to do one of the trials. I'm
sure.
not reading any of this. I'm just trying to look ahead in the walkthrough. And it looks
trial
like
of Lake Verity is the one we're going to do next. Oh, there's okay. a next thing called Disaster Looming, but is that just a cutscene?
I don't know, and I don't want to look at it. Let's say we're going to do Trial of Lake Verity, or whatever trial looks like. Maybe there's branching paths. So one of those trials.
Okay.
Azelf, Uxie, Muxie, Fuxie, and Uxie. They're back.
Great. Joshua, thank you for joining us. Bugcatchers, thank you for joining me. This has been Experience Share. It's a Pokemon podcast. We are in Old Hisui. My name is Tan Villug. I'm joined by Fjellectivire. Please do rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts and do follow the show everywhere that you follow podcasts and do follow us at expsharepod on Twitter and Instagram and Threads.
That's right. We're hot on Threads now. And you can also check us out on the subreddit, reddit.com/r/bugcatchers. Do your own level checks with the rest of the bug pioneers.
Yeah, mix it up.
Post some memes. Do whatever the hell you want.
Whatever.
And you can also go buy reference. Whatever the hell you want at yep. expsharepod.com where we have merch.
Yeah, that's it. That's everything.
It.
Please do come back next week for the first trial and do have a good old-timey Hisui.
Have a Hisui of a week.
Alola, goodbye.
Good? Alola, smell you later.